Thank you, Chair. First of all, to support Brazil's proposal in 5-1, and we said before, maybe the Secretariat didn't make a note of it, but we supported that proposal throughout the document, and we did want each time for it to be modified in such a way to show that Cameroon supported that wording, victims, affected persons, and communities. That means we won't have to take the floor again every time. So wherever that is, Cameroon supports it. Next, we support Ghana in 5-2, the addition in 5.2 as proposed by Ghana. Yep. With the reference to gender responsive. On 5-4 now, we're fine with the current wording, but we would maybe strengthen it to make sure that precautionary measures in that sub-para don't just remain theoretic, but that can be applied concretely. We saw a complement to the. We are called to ask the Secretariat to complement this article by adding and ensured availability.
Flexibility and adequacy of such precautionary measures, including by establishing dedicated institutional or legal frameworks capable of responding promptly and effectively to urgent situations. Nous avons envoyé le texte.
We sent that text in writing by email to the Secretariat to make it easy to replicate it, to sort of copy-paste it. And a final comment on Article 5 would be to add a paragraph, a 5.5, where we would offer a structured path for emergencies, proposing an institutionalized mechanism which is crucial for situations where human rights are gravely under threat. This would allow that instrument to be aligned with international practical measures and can be drawn from other engagements assumed by my country, including in instruments like the Maputo Protocol or the UN Guidelines on Protection of Human Rights Defenders. And that would also be consistent with. It's made up of four paragraphs, and we've submitted it to the Secretariat in full to make it, again, more easy to copy-paste. Thank you.